You're getting better at lying still, sweetheart. You used to fidget so much that I nearly gave that little cartoon man a mustache the first round. Hey, I'm always happy to squeeze in some for my favorite client. No telling the others that, though. Okay? Hehe. Of course, you're my favorite. The first time you showed up in my chair, you were so small seeming and nervous, but you sat right down, looked me in the eye, and said, "Do me," and then blushed for 10 solid minutes after realizing your phrasing. I thought I'd have to tie you to the chair to get you to stay. No squirming, sweetie. Doing okay? You need a break? Good. And you're not even drunk this time. Looking at you cross over into the realm of us bizarre punks, goths, and weirdos. It's funny. Next thing you know, you'll be going to weird, obscure shows and dive bars, wearing slippers that are little demon goats instead of unicorns. And you'll have an opinion concerning the man. Maybe you'll start being a little bolder with your love life too. You're used to partners that are a bit on the vanilla side, I think you said. You did say that you came here to prove you were over your ex when we started, right? Hang on. I need to move a bit lower. Is that okay? Good. Get that first needle kiss shudder out of the way and there we go. Good, sweetie. I know, you do sort of start to like the pain when you're used to it, huh? I really like this design, by the way. The artist you are using really got a lot bolder and a hell of a lot better. What? You did the art yourself? Wow. You never cease to amaze, do you, baby blue? I know your hair isn't blue anymore, but it's the first nickname I gave you, and I'm sticking with it. But yeah, wow, if you ever want an internship. Fair enough. I love these skeletal hands reaching up from your hips to your chest. It's such a daring design. I have a question for you, Blue. When I do a piece that I'm really proud of, I like to put a little symbol somewhere hidden or obscured. Kind of like a signature of sorts. But it has a special meaning where I'm from. Here, see this mark on my wrist? Each canvas is a story that I get to be part of with my work. And the stories I'm the most interested in are the ones I give this mark. I want to be on this journey with you, Blue. Even after I'm done painting you, what do you say? Beautiful. Lie still for me. Good. Two more sessions, and I think you'll be good. Now, same aftercare instructions as always. Got it? Make sure you rest yourself and use a gentle lotion. Call me if anything comes up. Okay? Oh, I don't mind, sweetheart. I always have time for you. Hey, pretty thing. It's okay. The sleeplessness is a side effect. You'll be able to rest soon. Shh, 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 shh. It's okay. You're wondering why I'm in your house, in your bed? You called me, remember? You said your tattoo was giving you problems. And I rushed over, sweetie. Here, let me take a look. Ah, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It looks like you need a little lotion, sweetheart. No, no. You lie on your back and rest. I'll get it. There we go. Uh-huh. Easy, baby. Don't squirm too much. Shh, shh. There. Oh, you even got the brand of lotion that I recommended. Oh, you're so sweet, baby blue. Oh yeah, why am I in bed with you? Well, you wanted me to be, sweetie. Okay, you didn't exactly tell me on the phone. Oh, I suppose that's true. You didn't tell me, but all those little sounds you'd make for me, how enthusiastically chill you were when our AC broke and I asked if I could take off some of my clothes, you know, show you that revealing tank top. Hey, hey, no need to be so embarrassed. It's okay, sweetheart. I want you to. Are you trying to smack me? But you see, silly, I'm here, but I'm not actually here at the same time. Oh, I see, I see. I guess this is a bit fast, isn't it? But baby, you're the one that made it, so there's only so many places I can rest these hands. I can rub your back instead, if you want. Ah, right. Yes. How am I able to do this? Touch you via the art you allowed me to create on the canvas of your beauty? Well, this mark? This one here, for creatures like me? It is a bonding mark. It lets me be with my mate, my lover, whenever I please, while my physical form can continue doing what it needs to. Isn't that fun? Not to say you won't have all of me soon. Regardless, gods, does it feel good to be this close to you. How are you feeling, sweetie? Hmm. This is wrong, you say? Oh, but your body isn't fighting me, even a little. Let's be honest. While we had our deep, meaningful conversations during each session, I knew you were sneaking peeks at my body. And I knew, well, I think you knew, I was looking at you a bit disrespectfully. Oh, I can fully form, sweetheart. Here, see? One curvy, dominating tattoo artist for you to settle against. I think you enjoy the fact that I'm so much bigger than you. I could easily overpower you. Yeah, you're a lot smaller than I am. I never noticed before. Totally not. No. No one else needs to see you, sweetheart. You're my masterpiece, yes. But I'd rather I was your sole worshipper than for a cult to form around you. You protest, and yet you're so relaxed against me. You're tilting your head into my touch as I gently stroke your hair. And, was that a happy little sigh I heard? Do you like being told that you're mine? That was quite the shudder. Now, will you let me worship you, darling, like you deserve? May I hold you close and help you fall asleep? I have all the time in the world for you. Thank you, darling. Thank you for intertwining with my soul, my being, and allowing me on your journey. The colors I will see through your eyes. How you will bend reality with your perception of it. Oh, it will be bliss, so long as you remember that you are mine now. I can get very territorial. So do try and remember that. Sleep now, my lovely blue. I am here now, and I will be until our end. There you go. Close those beautiful eyes. I love you, my masterpiece, eternally.